This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Isai. We continue on our journey in Tefillah. This shiur is Gateway to Tefillah, sponsored by our good friend Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, Le Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak. Sham Shem Aliyah, Bi Omei Otz Yosef, for Sol Mishpacha, Ad Bi Asko El Tzedek. We also want to tell everyone, Baruch Hashem, the new Sefer is actually been released yesterday, and it's not available in stores, but you could pre-order it. You see the picture over here? You see the picture? That's the cover. Here it is. And it's about the Bein HaMetzarim, Tisha B'Av, the Four Fasts, and Holocaust Memorial. And a lot of stories about the Holocaust, about my grandfather, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Okay, so we continue in the shiur on Hoidu. We've had many shiurim on Hoidu. And Baruch Hashem, I find them to be very rewarding. We're up to what is called the fourth gidol, the fourth braid of prayer. And that is the gidol of nekama, the braid of revenge. And we mentioned, based on Reb Schwab, that there are five times in Baruch Sha'amar it says the lashon of shevach, and it corresponds to the five parts of Pesukah de Zimra, negadelcho, neshabechecho, nefa'ercha, v'namlicha, v'nazkir shimcha. And the first part of Pesukah de Zimra is negadelcha. Negadelcha does not mean we make you great, it means we braid prayers in praise of you. Gidul is a lashon of Miriam Megadel Seyar. And now we discuss the Gidul of Hishtachava, bowing. We discussed the braid of Rachamim, which is the first braid is Roy Moshe Melchim Shanah Ladim Rab Kalish, Roy Moshe Melchim Shanah Ladim Kalish, Kodesh Hashem Lakenu. The second braid is the third braid is the braid of Oiz. And now we're up to the fourth braid, the braid of Nekama. Says Reb Schwab, now we have a praise of intertwining three Nekamas. Kel nekamais Hashem, kel nekamais hofia, hinase shofet haaretz, hashev gemul ageim. Two psukim, we talk about revenge twice. Nekama, nekama, gemul. Now, even though in nekama is not written explicitly in the second pasuk, it refers to a revenge. It says the Gemara in Brachas daf lamed gemul. Gedoila nekama, nekama is great, because it's placed between two names of Hashem. Look at this pasuk. Kael nekamais Hashem, Kael nekamais hofia. In between the word Kael and the word Hashem, we have the word nekamais. So the Gemara says, great is nekama, because nekama is placed between two names of Hashem. That's a very interesting idea. Shenemar Kael nekamais Hashem. That is, when a person acts wickedly, we have to explain as follows. Why is revenge so great? The Gemara says, revenge is so great, it's placed between the two names of Hashem. When a person acts wickedly, he confounds, confuses, causes disarray in the whole universe. It's mevalbel seder olam. Because the whole kiyum olam is through the will of Hashem, and when there's rebellion, so it creates great confusion in the world. So in other words, you have this beautiful world that God created. Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebrano L'chvaydei. The whole world was created for Hashem's honor. And here you have a guy who's committing a sin, so he's disturbing the equilibrium and the balance of the whole world. So the Ribbono Shel Olam has to come and, so to speak, bring the whole world back into order. So it's a very big operation. It's a tikkun for the whole world. You know what it's like, says Reb Schwab? It's like you're riding on a train. In honor of my guest Josh, I'm going to say over a story. About 4 years ago, I went to London for a couple days, and then Thursday night and Friday, I spoke in Manchester by my friend Pinchas Brandeis. And we left Friday morning, and we were on the train. The problem is, Trains are very good so long as they stay on the tracks. But if the train goes off the tracks, this is not good. And basically what happened was somebody jumped on the track and committed suicide. Okay, that's their issue. But now we have an issue that how are we going to get back to London in 3 hours to Shabbos? So we basically had to get off the train, get into a cab, and we arrived about 17 minutes before Shabbos. So says Reb Schwab, this is like riding on a train, and the train goes off the track. It can continue. It doesn't matter if it has gas and oil and electricity and a conductor. If it's off the track, the train cannot continue. So too, when a person commits sin in this world, it throws off the whole equilibrium of the world. And the only way to put the world back into its proper course is nekama. God must take revenge. That's what revenge does. Revenge puts order back into the universe. Like, now, there's only one person who could do this. And that's Reb Yishalom. That's why the Reb Yishalom says in Parashas Hazinu, Li Nakam Vashilem. Revenge belongs to me. Only Hashem could put the world back on track. We don't have this chus to basically tamper with that, on that level, with the running of the world. You know, it's not like if the train goes off the track, you could bring four 6'9" big guys who weigh 300 pounds and schlep the train back onto the track. You need special machinery. So to put the world back on track, only God could do this. And Reb Schwab now has the courage to tackle the following issue. After the Holocaust, where millions of Jewish children were killed, children who had no sin, and many other Jews who were killed, and before the perpetrators were caught, they poisoned themselves. And they escaped any jurisprudence and any retribution. And these Jews who were killed, they definitely, most of them, they probably did tshuva before their death, and they died like Malachi Asharis. How could it be that the world could continue after that, after such a imbalance of justice, where you have millions of righteous people dying, being murdered in cold blood, and the world could continue? I mean, that's not like a train going off track. That's like the world completely imploding. The answer is they do get revenge. There is revenge. And the revenge is in Gehenna, where Hashem takes these Rishonim and He puts them in a self-cleaning oven. Would be paradise compared to what these Rishonim are going through. So you'll say, so fine, they expire within milliseconds. And that, no. Says the Chafetz Chaim in the Hakdama to the Mishnah Berurah, God then reconstitutes their molecules, puts them back together, and gives them the capacity to bear superhuman pain and to suffer. The only thing is, who could know exactly how hot to make the oven? And how much torture to give them? Only Hashem could know. That's what it means. Gadol Nekama, revenge is great that it was placed between the two names of Hashem. It's not even something that belongs just to Reb Yishalom. It's sandwiched between two names of Hashem. It is not given to men. However, the end will be Dam Avadav Yikaim V'Nakam Yashav Letzar. God will pay back all of the perpetrators. But we daven just to be able to see it. We say Nikoim Le'einenu Nikmas Dam Avodecha Ashav. We want to see it. Because the Navi tells us, and this is very important for Rosh Chodesh. Basically, you should know, part of the reward of Olam Haba is they're going to have big plexiglass. And all the tzaddikim are going to be taken into a room, into a big stadium. And in the stadium, there's going to be a huge fire. And the fire is going to be like 50 billion degrees. And the Rishayim are in the fire and they're screaming. And part of the happiness and enjoyment of Olam Haba is that Tzaddikim enjoy the suffering of the Rishayim. He says, who says this? David HaMelech. Yismach Tzaddik Kichaza Nakam. The Tzaddik will rejoice when he sings revenge. Pa'amav yirchatz bedamar. He will be washing his feet in the blood of the wicked. But only God could do this. And therefore we daven, Kael nekamais, God of revenge, Haifia, reveal yourself to our eyes. Hinasei shoyfet ha'aretz. Because when you bring revenge to the world, you will be elevated as the judge. And then the world will go back into order. And then people will understand everything is right in the universe. In other words, revenge is needed for people to have a certain confidence in the running of the world. However, at the end of this braiding of revenge, Kel nekamais Hashem, Kel nekamais Hoifia, Hinase Shoifet Ha'aretz, Hashem Gemul Al-Geyim, we add on the pasuk Lashem HaYeshua Alam Chaber Chasach HaSela. Once we mentioned Hashem's praise, that He is the God of vengeance, and there's a Midas Hadin in the world, we pray Hashem HaYeshua, salvation belongs to God, Alam Chaber Chasach HaSela, that His blessing and His Midas HaRachamim should be on us at the time that He administers Midas Hadin to the nations of the world and to the Rasha'im. If I could share with you, my grandfather Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his memoirs of describing the Warsaw Ghetto uprising, and he mentions the yells of the women, the weeping of the children, the cries of despair and misery, begging for mercy, for God's vengeance, ring in my ears to this day. After describing the heart-wrenching picture of the Warsaw Ghetto uprising, Maizeda concludes, Kel nekamais Hashem, Kel nekamais Hoifia, Hinase Shoifet Ha'aretz, V'nikesi Damam Loinikesi. Now, comes a chida. And the chida says there is a Kabbalistic kavana to have when you say these words. Says the chida, Kishoimer Kel Nekamais Hashem Kel Nekamais Hoifia. You should have a lot of kavana that God should take the vengeance for those Romans who killed the Asara Haruge Malchus. Isn't that interesting? That the chida brings, and this comes from the Arizal, that when you say Kel Nekamais Hashem, you should specifically mechaven Hashem should be noikem nikmas Asara Haruge Malchus, and their holy bodies should be mevarer, the sparks of Kedusha that were in the world. And this is what it means, Hashem Gemul Ageyim. And this actually comes from the Arizal and the Shar HaKavanos. And in the Arizal and the Shar HaKavanos says something amazing. That the reason why the Asarei Haruge Malchus were killed was so that they could gather in the sparks from certain Oilamos from the day they were killed until Mashiach comes. And when we say Kel Nekamais Hashem, Kel Nekamais Hoifia, that Hashem should take revenge for the Asar Haruge Malchus, and by remembering this, they are Mizgaber, and they collect the sparks that they need to collect. Mav Rabbeisai, let me share with you the amazing pshat of the Baal Shem Tov in the Pasuk, Kel Nekamais Hashem, Kel Nekamais Hoifia, Hinasei Shoifer Ha'aretz, Hashem Gemul Ageim. Now, when a human being wants to take revenge, let's say somebody insults a person or hurts a person, so how does a human being take revenge? The next time that person's walking down the street, you're going to hide in a bush, and just as he's about to walk by, you'll stick your foot out and trip the guy, and he'll fall on his face, or you'll stick out throw a banana peel. Is that what they do in Edgware when they want to take revenge? Yeah, that's what I hear. They throw a banana peel. And you'll trip the guy. In other words, when it comes to Basar Vadam, when you want to take revenge, you want to get back at the guy. God has a different way of taking revenge. Says the Baal Shem Tov, quoted in the Sefer Todos Yaakov Yosef in Parshas Bo. There was a villager who rebelled against the king. And he hit and he defaced the statue of the king. Now, back in the day, if you deface a statue, a public statue, it was a criminal offense. And it should be a criminal offense. Cancel culture is basically cancel dignity, morals, and history. But back in the day, you couldn't deface a statue of the king. So what did the king do? Next thing the guy knows, he gets a knock on his door. Who is it? The king's guard. He figured they're taking him to kill him. No. They appointed him to be Mishnah LeMelech, second in command. And the king is taking him into the inner recesses of his palace and showing him his grandeur and his majesty and his power and his greatness. And he begins to see the power of the king and the kindliness of the king and the control of the king. And the more he learns about the king and the king's ability and power and greatness and wisdom, the more he feels so foolish about what he did, and he feels dumb, he feels stupid. What did he do? The king is so great, the king is so powerful. Why would he do that? He rebelled against such a merciful and kind king. And the more worthy of punishment the person is, the more the king showers goodness on him, and the king did it bikavana, because if he kills the guy is dead, and he's only pained for a moment. But by doing this to the guy, he actually experiences a very long duration of tsar and real regret, and he will repent for what he did. Says the Baal Shem Tov, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. God's revenge is different than the revenge of man. Kel Nekama Is Hashem. God is the God of vengeance. You know how? Kel Nekama Is Hoifia. The way Hashem takes revenge is He's Moifia. He reveals a greater understanding and element of His greatness to the sinner, so that the sinner perceives Hashem on a deeper way, feels even worse about what he did, and that brings him to tshuva. There's a concept that Hashem will reveal to a person who sinned an extra degree of understanding of the severity of that sin. Instead of hurting and killing the person, Hashem will reveal to the person an extra degree of understanding of the severity of that sin to make the person really regret about what they did. We once quoted this. Actually, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this to explain an amazing thing. We know nobody in history knew how to darshan the pasuk Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. You should fear God. What is the S coming to be marba? In fact, Shimon Hamsuni, when he got to this pasuk, and Rav Shimon Hamsuni was an S professional. He specialized in Essen. You know, he had a book, had a darshan all the Essen in the Torah, except when he got to the pasuk Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, he couldn't crack the code. Until Rabbi Akiva said, "Es Hashem Elokecha Tira l'Rabbi is Tamid Chachamim." Why was it that Rabbi Akiva was the only one in history who knew how to appreciate the greatness of Tamid Chachamim, that he darshened "Es Hashem Elokecha Tira l'Rabbi is Tamid Chachamim"? Nobody else thought maybe we should darshen "Es Hashem Elokecha Tira l'Rabbi is Tamid Chachamim." So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, based on this Baal Shem Tov, Kel Nekama Is Hashem, Kel Nekama Is Hoifia, that when God wants to bring retribution, the way He does it is He gives a person a deeper insight in the area where they failed. What did Rabbi Akiva say about himself when he was in Am HaAretz? He said, "Mi Yitneini Talmud Chacham, Va'ana Shchenu Kechamar, who could bring me a rabbi and I'll bite him like a donkey?" Right? That is the attitude of Am HaAretz to rabbis. Mi Yitneini Talmud Chacham, Va'ana Shchenu Kechamar. By the way, how do we know if somebody is an Am HaAretz or not? It's very, very easy. All you need to do is see what their attitude is to Rabbanim. Somebody who loves Rabbanim, the Gemara in Shabbos says, he themselves will become great. Somebody who hates Rabbanim, we know what happens. We know who they are. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira l'Rabbi Tamei Chachamim. However, when the Rabbi Kiva says, "When I was an Am HaAretz, I said, Mi Yitneini Talmud Chacham Va'anashchenu Kechamar." By the way, the Ramami Pano asks, when Rabbi Akiva was a Am HaAretz, the Chazal say he was still a Baal Midos. So if he was a Baal Midos, why would he want to bite a rabbi? The answer, says the Ramami Pano, even good Am HaAretzim hate Rabbanim. It doesn't matter if you have good character. The symbol of an Am HaAretz is a disdain for Talmid Chachamim. Ah, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Akiva, his his vulnerability as an Am Aretz was he didn't appreciate Tamei Chachamim. So the way Hashem was noikem that is he gave Rabbi Akiva an extra dose of appreciation for the godless of Tamei Chachamim more than anyone else in history. And that's how he was the only one who was able to darshan. You know what there is in this world that is closest to Ribbono Shel Olam? The rabbis Tamei Chachamim. Now, comes Rabbi Yitzchak of Arditcha. And he also quotes this teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. Kel Nekomais Hashem, Kel Nekomais Hoifia. And he explains that God's way of taking revenge, Kel Nekomais Hashem, is Kel Nekomais Hoifia. He reveals himself to man. So I want to share with you a few thoughts of Hagoyin, Rav Victor Miller, on these words, on this Gidul of Nekama. Lashem HaYeshua. Okay. Hashem is a God of vengeance. The attribute of Hashem, Eya Asher Eya, I shall be what I shall be. What does that refer to? The steadfastness of God. That Hashem does not overlook infraction. And when a wicked sin, it requires vengeance. Says Rav Miller, and I heard him say this, the joy of the righteous is not complete until they witness the downfall of the evil. So in other words, you should know that when Eichmann was convicted and he was executed, it was a great day in world history. It put the train back on the track. It was a day of simcha. Be'ibud Rishayim Rina. In other words, people understood everything is right in the universe. That's part of the simcha of the tzaddik. And by the way, the blood of the oppressed cannot rest except by the shedding of the blood of the oppressors. The Holocaust victims will not rest until God brings the perpetrators to justice. By the way, this is Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says that when Nebuzradan saw what they did to Zechariah, and that they murdered Zechariah, and he saw his blood boiling, Zechariah's blood did not stop boiling until Nebuzradan slaughtered millions of people, and then his blood stopped boiling, because there is a phenomenon that man will not be at ease until justice is delivered. Now, we're not authorized necessarily to take the justice into our own hands, but mankind needs revenge. And the Gemara says, great is vengeance. It's placed between the two names of Hashem, which means it's a necessary attribute. And that if it's placed between two names of Hashem, it's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we say, God of vengeance, shine forth. Why are we asking Hashem's vengeance to be moifia, to shine forth? It says Rav Miller, shine means suddenly, from amidst the darkness. Why? Because when the wicked are suddenly frightened, that will be even greater revenge. In other words, when Hashem takes revenge against our cousins in the Middle East, and all of a sudden He appears, and they realize what they're going to have to face, that is going to be even more painful to them. You and we're saying, Hashem, you'll surprise those who don't understand their sins. Because many of our enemies, they facetiously convince themselves into saying, we didn't do anything wrong. And even the things that they maybe understand are wrong, they don't think they're severe. And God will appear suddenly to light up the darkness of this world and its errors. And then all the falsifiers and evildoers who belittled Klal Yisrael and the Torah will be terrified, meaning all these, you know, BD, this movement that sanctions Israel, when God reveals Himself, all of a sudden they're going to melt in their place. Now, we say to Hashem, Hinasei Shoifet Ha'aretz, raise yourself up, judge of the world. The glory of God is elevated when He does judgment upon the wicked. Then all mankind sees there's a God who conducts the affairs of this world, and that the earth is not in the power of the Rasham to do as they wish. Now, our only kavana here, when we daven for the punishment of the wicked, and even our kavana in rejoicing in the downfall of the wicked, is to elevate Hashem's name. By the way, why is Purim such a happy day? What are we rejoicing on Purim? We're rejoicing that justice was delivered. Haman wanted to hang Mordechai, and he got his reek, he got what was coming to him. And this creates a Kiddush Hashem. When Haman is hanging, it creates a Kiddush Hashem. And we say, Hashem Gemul Al Geim. Now, this is very important. Return Gemul. You know when God's glory is really apparent in the world? When He punishes the wicked, Mida Kenegen Mida. When He's Hashem Gemul, recompense. And then people recognize, clearly this has not happened since. This is God acting. So Yisroel said, "Oh, ata yodati ki God Hashem Golim ki badavar asher zodu alim." You know how I know how great God is? Because Egyptians, they drowned the Jewish children, and then when they were drowned, that's how I know how great the Hakadosh Baruch Hu is. So mida kineged mida is one of the greatest ways with which Hashem demonstrates Himself, and thereby His name is sanctified. Now, why are the Rishonim called arrogant? Hashem Gmul Ageim. Why don't we call them jealous, angry? Why arrogant? The chief characteristic of the wicked is their arrogance. And that's especially enjoyable when we see their downfall in light of the fact that they thought how arrogant they were. Now, we say, Lashem HaYeshua, salvation belongs to Hashem. We don't say, Lashem Yeshua, Lashem HaYeshua, the salvation belongs to Hashem. That means that the ultimate salvation and all salvation, and whether big or small, all elements of salvation belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al amcha berchasecha sela, upon your people, your blessing sela means forever. Because salvation belongs to Hashem, therefore the corollary is, since Hashem owns salvation, you know who's going to get it? Al amcha, your people, berchasecha will be your blessing forever and ever. Because, as Chazal tells in the Gemara Yevamos, that everything in this world is blessed because of Klal Yisrael. Even a ship going from Gaul to Aspamia is blessed because of Klal Yisrael. So this is a rule which is enforced forever. Meaning, there are no exceptions to the rule. All salvation comes to the world because of Klal Yisrael. And all salvation that Hashem gives us is not only for now, but it's the intention of Hashem's Hatava to Klal Yisrael is that it should be on our heads forever and ever. And that is why we conclude this Gidol, this braiding, the braiding of Nekama, that Lashem HaYeshua, all salvation belongs to Hashem. Al Amcha, upon your people, Berchasecha Sela, are your blessings forever and ever. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, we will hold it over here. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'hatzlacha, and agun chodesh, kol tov. Kol tov. Kol tov, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.